KCRW, it's Greater LA. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Let's discover some great music now in an unlikely place. You're listening to the sounds of Street Symphony. It's a nonprofit bringing classical music to the streets of Skid Row. It's where Street Symphony is hosting their Re-Sound Festival this Sunday. It's a free event providing live music, hot food, and health resources back into the community. Organizers are hoping the music will drum up joy all across Skid Row, a place that hasn't seen much joy. And here to talk with us is violinist and activist Vijay Gupta, who founded Street Symphony after winning the prestigious MacArthur Fellowship and while playing violin with the LA Phil. Vijay, welcome to you.
Hi there. Great to be on with you.
What a neat holiday story, too. As I said, you were still playing violin at the LA Phil when you started Street Symphony. What got you thinking about doing something like that?
Well, back in 2008, I met a man named Nathaniel Ayers, who was the subject of a book and a movie called The Soloist, and I became Nathaniel's violin teacher. He was my guide to Skid Row, and at first I wanted to meet more people like him, maybe not necessarily a Juilliard-trained musician like he was, but people who could be touched and moved by music. And in 2011, I officially formed a nonprofit organization that to date has brought over 1,400 free concerts, workshops, and lessons to people living in Skid Row shelters, clinics, county jails, and state prisons.
What drew you to doing this on Skid Row?
Well, you know, at first I was drawn to Skid Row because of just the open wound of Skid Row, you know, the sort of the ugliness of it. It felt like a gut punch, you know. It felt like just a mile away from where I was playing on stage at Walt Disney Concert Hall is the largest unhoused community in America. How could this still be our Los Angeles? And yet when I started playing music in shelters and clinics in Skid Row, I met some of the most sensitive people, some of the most appreciative audiences of not just classical music, but once we started bringing in other forms of music as well, these were people who were curious and engaged, and their lives weren't just about misery and pain. They deserved joy as well. And Street Symphony is, poised to provide that for all of us.
Yeah, they're called human beings, right? You look at the morass, right, that's there, and it's heartbreaking. And to put music together there, of all places, I can't even imagine. So I would ask you, I guess, what the music scene was like on Skid Row, like how getting it there in the first place, how difficult was that?
Well, you know, at first I was so overwhelmed by Skid Row and so drawn to wanting to make music there that I just wanted to pitch up a string quartet on the sidewalk of 5th and San Pedro and start playing. But luckily, I partnered with a number of incredible organizations. And one such partner is the Midnight Mission, a 12-step recovery shelter and amazing organization. It's been around for over 100 years in Skid Row. And, you know, these are folks who are going through the crucible of life, people taking the very first steps of sobriety, getting their lives back together. And, you know, making music in Skid Row fulfills the sort of human impulse to take what's dark and twisted and painful inside us and make something that nourishes. So this week, we actually have our 100th event at the Midnight Mission, which is going to be followed this Sunday, December 10th, by Street Symphony's 8th Annual Messiah Project, which this year is going to be our Resound Festival, a day-long celebration of music and community. We're going to have a short performance of Handel's Messiah, as well as performances from jazz, reggae, mariachi, son jarocho, and West African musicians as well. And these are musical ensembles that have been performing in Skid Row shelters and clinics on a weekly basis for Street Symphony all year long. And this Sunday's festival is a culmination of our year's activities in the community.
And the festival, by the way, is for everyone. It's not just if you're staying on Skid Row, right?
The festival is open to everyone. It's happening at Void Studios in the Arts District. Everyone is welcome. There's plenty of parking. There's going to be plenty of food. But we're also partnering with the Department of Public Health to provide vaccinations, Narcan training, harm reduction. We're also partnering with organizations that are providing hygiene kits and free haircuts and free physical therapy. So everyone everyone is welcome. Come hear some great music. Feed the body, feed the soul.
Feed the body, feed the soul. I think we would be remiss, though, Vijay, if we didn't talk about you for a second, because you started playing with the LA Phil at age 19. I can't even think about what I was doing. I think I was thinking about, you know, like my next pack of cigarettes at age 19. So what you, my friend, at age 19 with the LA Philharmonic, how does that even happen?
Well, I was very lucky. I mean, of course, I had been playing the violin since a very young age. I had great teachers. I was lucky to study on the East Coast in some amazing conservatories. But, you know, I thought I had a better shot of jumping off a chair and landing on the moon than winning my first orchestral audition. And when I joined the LA Philharmonic, I was surrounded by colleagues and really mentors who adopted me. There were people who were already friends with Nathaniel Ayers. The movie was being shot at Walt Disney Concert Hall, the month I joined the orchestra. So I was given a very warm welcome. And the very first people who said yes to going to Skid Row with me were my colleagues, the musicians of the LA Philharmonic, who are still like my family, even though it's been 5 years since I left the orchestra to focus my activities on street symphony full time. But they're still my family. We're going to have some incredible musicians from a number of great organizations. We're also lucky to have some singers from the LA Master Chorale. I'm playing with a number of young musicians from all over Los Angeles. So it really is a family effort for us.
And then you win the MacArthur Prize, which is a nice big check, or maybe not. Maybe not a big check, because it seems like there is much more of a need than there is money, right?
Well, you know, and the other thing that I think I've learned being on Skid Row is that there are many, many forms of wealth. You know, there's many forms of currency. One of the things that we often talk about is how difficult it is to develop trust and continuity with people living in Skid Row. You know, relationships are the currency of trust in Skid Row. And once again, I'm so grateful that we've partnered with the Midnight Mission and the Downtown Women's Center, these folks who are the real angels. You can't put a price tag on the work that these organizations do, because they are there every single day, 24/7. And many of the social workers who work in Skid Row used to be on Skid Row, you know, and they do this work quietly without any need for applause, and they deserve all of it. So if you want to serve this holiday season, go to Skid Row, go volunteer at any of the organizations that are down there. There is always a need. And, you know, I can't stress enough how much we get out of it. You know, we get so much applause for being folks who go down and play in Skid Row. But, you know, we as the musicians are given far greater the gift, because we're reminded by these audiences why we ever became musicians in the first place. And another thing I'll say is that there's so many musicians who live in Skid Row. And as part of this ReSound Festival, we're actually premiering new songs written by the residents of these shelters. So please come on down and hear this great music happening on Sunday.
Yeah, downtown Los Angeles in Skid Row. Vijay Gupta, thanks for coming on. Thanks for talking with us today, and good luck to you. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Steve. You as well.
By the way, you can learn more about the festival by checking out our website, kcrw.com/GLA.